Global Change Teachings for the New Millennium are presented by Gabriel of Urantia and Neon Emerson Chase.
Today's teaching, the difference between epical revelation, evolutionary religions, and planetary mortar epics. Epical revelation basically is God telling his creation, God telling us about who he is, about his master universe and all that God's created. Epical revelation also gives the cosmology of the grand universe, tells you exactly how it's built. It tells you exactly the beings that live in these worlds. It tells you exactly the names of these worlds. The real names, like our planet, Urantia, not Earth. Epical revelation also reveals the creation of sentient free will beings and the various types of celestial beings, spiritual beings, and mortal beings that exist in the grand universe. Evolutionary religions is something different.
These evolutionary religions, they are not epical revelations, though. And they were more basic in their understanding of God. They're started by human beings trying to understand spiritual matters and divinity. And so it's interpreted by human beings and their level of evolution and understanding of the reality in front of them. And there can be personal revelation in these evolutionary religions, but they're mainly based on human understanding. And so there's a lot of superstition in them.
All the major religions are subdivided. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of dogmas, different interpretations of real truths. Mm-hmm. Just kind of twisted. So separating religious dogmas from absolute truth on this planet should be the quest of the true spiritual seeker. For there are absolutes and non-absolutes.
If a spiritual leader or teacher or a political leader or a social leader allows people to make them divine and worship them that way, then you need to know their motives are not as clean as you think they are, or they're deluded, or they really, really think that they are divine and they're operating under some serious wrong information. The only divine entity that has come here on this planet, bestowed upon this planet, is the creator son of Nebadon, Michael, who we know as Christ Michael, and he bestowed as Jesus, Joshua ben Joseph. He is the only one who is the son of God in those terms, and the son of man.
It's maybe too late for the majority of people on the planet, or even for a small portion, say like a million people, to come into the highest teachings of the Urantia book and the continuing fifth epical revelation, to come out of Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Mormonism, you name it, you know, and put all that away and come into higher revelation.